Before Judge Barbara Crabb issued her stay in the order concerning same-sex marriage law in Wisconsin, I had a chance to talk to a couple that's been trying to get a license in Stevens Point, Portage County, all week. Ellen Rasmussen and partner Keith Kitzenbell, they were denied 9 times at the window. Now they'll have to wait even longer since the stay is in place and no more licenses will be issued for a while. They were a little critical of Clerk Shirley Simonis for not issuing that license.
All right, you have quite a few supporters out here and you're hoping to get a marriage license, but so far that's not happening. That's quite an issue here in Portage County where everybody thought this would be one of the first counties to issue, but it's not. What's next for you?
What's next for us is a ruling at sometime after 1 p.m. today, hopefully saying a clear direction of what should be done. And then we go in and get a marriage license and get married immediately.
Something you've been waiting for quite a while, I understand, right?
About 10, 12 years.
Been together almost 14.
A sign of the times, you think, with the constitutional amendment getting thrown out by the judge, possibly, and going to allow same-sex marriage?
I think it's a sign of the times. I think the state of Wisconsin's come forward in many, many years now, and I expected Portage County to be right up there with them. I'm very disappointed that we've been turned down about 8 times for a license this week.
The clerk's position is that without the written authority of the law, it's hard to make the change, even though she supports what you'd like to do. You don't agree, right?
I do not agree because on Monday she said she is waiting for the vital records office in the state of Wisconsin to accept the marriage license and then she's okay with it. As soon as they announced on, I want to say Wednesday, that they were registering them as marriages, she waffled back and took a different approach.
So far, we don't know what Judge Crabb's decision is. It's too early in the day. But do you believe that Judge Crabb could have handled this differently last Friday that may have helped the situation?
Yes and no. I think Judge Crabb could have gave clear direction on what way to go. But I also believe Judge Crabb's ruling was clear, saying that the gay marriage ban was unconstitutional. Period.
She just shouldn't have left it up to the county clerks of each county to make their own decisions. I believe that she should have made a stand and just not said this or that. Just said this is the ban, this is the law.
Okay.
Abide by it.
So clear direction would have helped everyone.
Clear direction would have cleared a lot of confusion.
And it would have gave Shirley Simonis snow ground to stand on.
Anything you want to add today?
Just that I really appreciate all the supporters that were out here this morning at 10 o'clock, 50-plus supporters probably. And I do respect the other people that don't believe in same-sex marriage. I respect their decision, but I respectfully disagree with them.